2017 is our year that we're going to see a projected deficit of close to $2 million. Now, we did realize some gains with the road funding package that the state approved late last year.
This was the statewide package to fix up all the roads that was passed by the legislature.
Right. And for Kalamazoo, that means additional monies starting in 2017 that we'll be able to use for the roads as intended, but also be able to reduce some of our subsidies that we were providing from the general fund to roads as a result of that additional road funding.
For 2016, how big of a gap did you end up having to fill?
It was ended up being about a $2.3 million projected gap. When we started out in 2015, we were projecting close to a $3 million gap. So that just goes to show that, you know, it's hard to project too far out.
If you're looking at a $2 million gap then for 2017, that's smaller than you had been expecting to face for 2017.
Yeah, and that's a lot of the projections of that that changed those projections was a result of the property taxes being a little more favorable than we were earlier projecting, and that certainly helped minimize or reduce that original projection.
Under the 2016 budget, there haven't been cuts to services, but are there changes that people will notice this year? I'm thinking specifically of the bulk trash millage and the adjustment there.
Yes. One of the areas that we really had to look at for 2016 was the solid waste millage, which funds our solid waste program, which includes residential recycling and brush pickup, bulk trash pickup, leaf pickup, and the like, and tree trimming. And so one of the areas we had to look at in changing to generate some savings, which were needed to help balance the fund, was in the frequency of bulk pickup. Presently, that is done on a monthly basis, and what we're recommending and what the commission will be approving Tuesday night is a change to that to bi-monthly every other month. And we anticipate rolling that out and communicating that to folks so they're not surprised by that by summer. And so there will be time to prepare. So it's one of those things that when we bid out we did a recent rebidding of the contract, and we looked at what savings could be generated by going to a different frequency schedule for bulk trash pickup, and the savings were fairly dramatic. So that's something that residents will see as a change, but it's also will allow us to have to levy a lesser millage. We were looking at 1.9 mils, and we were able to get that down to 1.8 mils.
Something that the city has emphasized as it's adopted this priority-based budgeting process is that the gap in the finances is not only there now, but it's growing. Now it sounds like it's come out a little better than expected. It was projected to be worse than it was. Do you still anticipate that gap in the budget is going to get wider over time?
Yes, we definitely have a structural deficit in our general fund. And a lot of it goes to the way what revenue we rely on as a city. And that revenue predominantly is the property tax. And the way it's set up is, and this was all, you know, worked out, presented it through the revenue panel, based on the revenue we're receiving, projected to receive in 2016, that's about the same amount of property tax revenue we were getting back in 2003. And so you can see, you know, costs certainly have gone up since 2003. So that's a huge problem. And another fact that we pointed out was if you go to the pre-Great Recession property tax revenue levels, so 2007, 2006, to get back to those levels from where we are now is projected to take at least 15 to 20 years.
City Manager Jim Ritzema, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.